The great land is bathed in the red light of dusk. Those 7 days have almost passed. Travis, drunk, and worst of all,
say it. Say Mike. Me, I'm Mike. I'm here.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Michael McClendon.
Drunk.
Drunk.
Dancing with the Stars.
Drunk, you are incorrect. Michael McClendon killed his mom, his grandma, his uncle, two cousins, five others, four dogs, and then himself in 2009.
Jeez.
That's too many people.
So really, how many of them did he eat?
Guys, hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good pals, Matt and Travis. Matt and Travis. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Is it okay if I just lump you guys together, or should I do individual ones?
Prefer the individual ones, but...
Guys, Matt's here. Matt's here, everyone. Matt. Hey, Matt. Guys, also, Travis is here, guys. Travis, give a round of applause for Travis, guys.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with all of my best friends on National Laughter Day.
Is that what today is?
It's National Laughter Day, so I hope you all join us for a great big laugh.
Boy, let me tell you, we got a lot to live up to then, don't we, Travis?
That's right.
We got to give these fuckers a show, you know what I'm saying?
Give them a laugh.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. There's a lot to unpack here, Travis.
Shouldn't have put so much in that suitcase, Mike.
Oh, boy. Is that the kind of night it's going to be?
Let's laugh, day, guys. Come on.
Travis, I have a story for you guys about something that happened to me earlier this week. And when I tell you the story, you're going to think it's like a hacky comedy bit. But I swear it's 100% true.
I believe you.
So I'm driving down the road the other day. I'm bringing my wife home from work.
Bullshit.
And what happens is there's two people facing opposite directions in the center suicide lane. They both want to turn into...
What's the center suicide lane?
The turning lane, the two turning lane. You don't call it the suicide lane where you are? Is that a regional thing?
I've never heard of the suicide lane before.
I also have not heard that
The
term.
Center turning lane.
Like the turn lanes. I get what you're saying when you say turn lanes, but I've also never heard suicide lane.
Is that a regional thing? I'm going to have to ask
Why
drunk when I get here.
Suicide lane?
I don't really know, Matt. It's just what I've always called it. Because my father called it that, and his father called it that.
Father before him.
It's a long line of Moors calling the center turning lane a suicide lane.
But what's the correlation between that lane and suicide?
I guess because people are going both ways. You got to kind of be on your toes.
Wait,
speculating. I don't know the history of the term suicide lane. It could be just completely made up.
So if you're going both ways, you're prone to suicide?
Travis,
that's kind of what it sounds like.
So you know what I'm talking about. The center turning lane. There was two cars going opposite directions at a standstill. One of them wanted to go. What they had done is they had made a left-hand turn past the two lanes going the opposite direction, but couldn't make it into the lane going the way they wanted to go because there's too much traffic. That's the way I was going. Mm-hmm. If I could draw you a goddamn diagram, this would be so much easier. But I'm trying to use my words.
I have a feeling that diagram is going to pop up on Twitter tomorrow.
And the person was going the opposite direction, trying to make a left turn into the DMV. By the way, can you hear the DMX, guys? Can you hear DMX playing? I got a bit going, but I got to wait till Drunk's getting here. You can't hear DMX. Hold on. Wait. Can you hear DMX now?
X gonna give it to you.
I think it's between...
I heard Matt say something about DMX.
I think it's between songs right now. Okay. Anyway. So...
These people were both in the same lane.
They were in the same turning lanes.
Okay.
They were
one guy is fucked up and he shouldn't be in the turn lane and he's going to turn right instead of...
Yeah, he's okay. Going to turn right to merge into traffic. Yep. And that's the direction that I'm going. So what I do is I just let him in. I was courteous because,
good quality manners on the roadway.
Travis, we were going to be stopped at a stoplight soon anyway. It didn't really matter. I could just slow down a little bit and let this guy in so that we can get things moving again. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Good for you.
And so when I did that, the guy, he drove out, he was gone. And the person who was at the standstill made a gesture to me. And she put her hand at her mouth and if I were trying to mimic to you, hey, I'm about to throw up, this is what I might do. You know,
that's like the Italian fuck you, right? Like the mobs, the guys do.
See,
like,
I wasn't sure because... What I thought was, is that the Italian fuck you, or is that sign language for thank you? Because the look on her face was not that of a fuck you. I mean, she just kind of had like a casual look on her face. And so what I did while I'm driving in rush hour traffic is I got out my telephone and I went to YouTube to look up sign language for thank you. And so I'm watching YouTube videos while I'm driving, and I was stopped at a stop sign too long, and somebody honked at me, and then ran around me and flipped me off.
Oh, yeah. Did you do the Italian fuck you then?
No. And then I eventually, Travis, I figured out that the woman must have been deaf because she was saying thank you to me in sign language. So I got flipped off and thank you'd. In sign language, back to back to back.
Now, see, here's the scenario that I would envision, right? Is that the Mike Moore that I know is pretty quick to react, right? So what I would have thought...
Hot-headed, Travis?
I wouldn't say hot-headed necessarily, just quick to react, right? So I would assume that this would happen. She would do that. You would think it's the Italian fuck you, and you just did something nice to her. I almost would assume that you would immediately flip her off before you actually look down the U. I feel like you're growing as a person.
Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
I don't know that Mike, do you flip a lot of people off while you're driving around?
No, like what happens with me is I just yell shit at them that they can't hear. So, yeah. I comment on the way everyone drives. I'm like, oh, fuck you. I can't believe you did that. You know, I say shit like that. Yeah. But
I usually, my go-to is get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. I tell you what, I used to be a very aggressive and angry driver, but I have shed all of it, and I just don't care. And when
what do you
attribute that to, Matt? What changed?
I really don't know. I just kind of got to the point where I was tired of being so angry on the road. I was on the road so much. Like, people will come up behind me now, and if they get up on my ass and, like, you know, I just kind of go over the shoulder and let them pass.
Really?
Just go ahead.
Oh, I
so
still
you,
have
you've
that
gone beyond
I
defensive
down.
Driver, like straight to just passive.
I am a cuckold driver, Mike.
You're a drunk. Can you hear the DMX?
No.
Listen really carefully. You can't hear it?
I can barely hear these two clowns.
Drunk, so. How about now? Can you hear the DMX now?
I can.
Plug your headphones in, buddy.
Yeah, I did, and I turned them up all the way, and still nothing.
So you got bad headphones.
Yeah.
drunk. I've got a new headphone dealy, and I've been futzing with it, and I realized today that it was not the headphone dealy; it was the cord going to the headphone dealy. So I ordered a new cord.
Nice,
guys. So what happened was, I got the DMX. My favorite hip hop album, Travis, DMX's, and then there was X. You know that,
is that
one.
Really, your favorite hip hop album?
Are
you just saying?
It was the first one I thought of, Matt, that I could find quickly. So what happened was, there was a college in Switzerland that had a test, and the test was that they played Cheese, all kinds of music. And then at the end of whatever it did, they tasted all the cheese. It was all the same cheese that they played all this different music. And then they had a blind taste test of the cheese and found out that hip hop made the best cheese. So, Matt, I mean, in this age of fake news, you know what I'm saying? The fake news is everywhere.
You got to test it out.
I'm going to test it out. So right. I got two slices of cheese.
That's real Gouda.
On two, but no, I got good old fashioned Kraft American singles. Drunk,
sure.
No Gouda.
That's more cheese product. I don't know. I'm actually gonna work.
You have singles. You keep Kraft singles in your house, or did you buy that special
for sandwiches, man? For sandwiches.
I thought you were highbrow on your cheese.
I also kind of.
We went over this a couple weeks ago about how highbrow on your cheese you were.
Oh, my wife forces us to have the cheese singles in the house. Yeah, that's her jam.
It's like a staple. You find me an American home that does not have the Kraft American.
I do not have singles.
You assholes are fucking lying.
No, if we have slices of cheese in the house,
guys, it's Land O'Lakes White American.
I got two slices of cheese here. One of them's going to set out on the table. The other one's going to go in the DMX chamber.
You're telling me that when you have guests over, say you have them over for burgers or something, you're putting the pricey cheese on their burgers?
Of course I am.
That's not you. And you don't even give them Kraft singles. You give them a store brand American single.
I went to the St. Patrick's Day parade this weekend.
Guest over. I
made sandwiches for my whole family. Put Gouda on every single sandwich.
Oh, you went Gouda?
I did.
Man, you're a good host. Gouda's the best cheese.
Gross.
So what it did? I put the slice of Kraft singles in the DMX chamber. It'll sit there for a while. It'll have time to like really soak in the wonders of the And Then There Was X album. And I mean, we can check in from it from time to time. Although you guys say you can't hear it, right?
Yeah, right. Where did you say this? This wasn't an American college.
Swiss, and they know their cheese, right? It was the University of Arts Bern.
No education.
I was going to say this feels like a test that would be done at one of our Ivy League colleges that just hemorrhages money, and that's why they force people to spend like $100,000 per semester to go there, is because they had to play cheese, different types of music.
Well, I mean, if you buy into all that shit, didn't Metallica make a whiskey that listened to their music?
That's right.
Like they played their music in the whiskey barrels, and then you get to listen to it and you get to hear the Metallica music difference.
Yep, it's the whiskey in a jarro.
Missed opportunity there, Travis, not naming it that. And Travis, I have a question for you.
For me?
Yeah, Travis.
All right. Let's see if I can answer it.
Travis, see, the people they demanded, Travis.
What are they demanding?
What I have to ask you is, in 2009, Travis, the artist Mickey Avalon. Are you familiar with Mickey Avalon, Travis?
I mean, the name sounds familiar, but I'm not familiar.
I believe
with
he's a white rapping fella.
That's not the one that came out as the homosexual. No, that's Frank Ocean. Never mind.
And Frank Ocean's a black guy too, and he sings.
I can't keep up with all these hip hoppers.
He's not a hip hopper. Frank Ocean.
He's hippity hoppity kids.
He's a crooner, Travis.
Oh, he's a crooner? The Ocean is?
The Frank Ocean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sings very mellow R&B jams.
Oh, I can't be bothered with anything post 2002.
Mm-hmm. Travis, in 2009, Mickey Avalon, he wrote the lyrics, "What do you say when you're too fucked up? What girlfriends say? What does your girlfriend say when I smack that butt, Travis?" That's
good lyrics. What do you say when you're too fucked up?
So really, Travis, the only question that I have for you is, can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bop that shit! What club do you play when the birdie's up? What's your best friend say when you sink that putt?
Nice. Nice golf. It's a golf reference, guys.
Golf. I themed this one.
He did some golf references. I like that.
Those hip hoppers love the golf.
Travis, do you remember in 2007? We're going way back here. By the way, that might be when this DMX album came out. Can you guys hear the DMX?
No.
DMX.
So there's a DMX chamber. There's a chamber where there's DMX playing "To the Cheese."
I have DMX
it's a cooler.
on my iPad in a cooler, and I put the cheese in there with the cooler. Yeah, with the DMX.
So it's a crude chamber.
I'm doing the best I can. You know, I don't have the budget of some fancy Swiss university, Travis.
This would be an amazing time to plug our Patreon. That's patreon.com to support the show so we can shell out the big bucks for actual chambers to do this for you guys.
Mike, when your wife divorces you, this is what's going to show up.
They're going to play clips of this?
She's going to go to a lawyer and she's going to say, before the judge, he's got a cooler where there's a slice of cheese and he's playing DMX to it. And then there's another place where there's another piece of cheese that's not listening to DMX, and he had one of his friends come over, who's just high all the time, come over and taste both of them to see if the music changed the flavor of the cheese.
Matt, I brought a plastic knife down, and I cut the pieces of cheese diagonally so that me and Drunk can both have a piece.
Oh, you're both going to have it. Right.
Your Honor, I submit to you the RSS feed for the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
He's been doing this for 9 years. Every Tuesday, he goes down in the basement and does stupid shit with cheese.
Let me present to you Kids Bop That Shit.
Oh, this is the good DMX song, guys. Can you hear it?
Definitely way before 07.
Travis, before the show, when he was asking us if we heard DMX, I was actually concerned that there might be some sort of technical difficulty.
No, it's in the cooler, DMX. Matt, and the lid's closed. I was hoping you couldn't hear it.
Playing inside of a fucking Matt, cooler.
Matt, I don't
right
want
now.
The cheese sitting out on the thing. Table to hear it. It'll skew our results. Okay, guys, speaking of drumming up old shit to get people in trouble, you guys obviously probably heard about the Tucker Carlson thing going on this week.
Oh, yeah. Tucker
something's happening?
What happened? Tucker Carlson used to call in to Bubba the Love Sponge in the mid-aughts, Travis.
Before he was Tucker Carlson?
Well, he was Tucker Carlson, but, I mean, he was on MSNBC, and he wasn't as Tucker Carlson as he is now.
Right. He was a different Tucker Carlson.
Right. He would call
what kind
in to
Tucker Carlson was he?
Bubba the Love Sponge, and they would, you know, they would do their edgy shock jock shit, you know?
Right.
And, Travis, do you remember this gal, Miss South Carolina from 2007? I have the clip of Miss South Carolina. Do you remember this clip?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Now
thank you very much, that
was Mario Lopez at the end of that. But now the red herring in that, Travis, in the Tucker Carlson scandal, is that Tucker Carlson was saying that lady is both
really, really attractive and really stupid.
Right.
That's what he was saying.
Did he say that recently?
No, he said it in 2007. No,
he said it in 2007.
He called Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah.
And 12 years later, he's just now getting in trouble for it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're bringing it up now.
Well, what's crazy is she's competing in a beauty pageant saying something really stupid.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So that's the clip they pulled it. What a misogynist Tucker Carlson is.
Right.
That he said that this beauty pageant contestant was stupid.
It's called a beauty pageant.
By the way, from 2007, Travis, I have this clip also. This is that same beauty pageant contestant making fun of herself on Daniel Tosh's show.
Some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And
that was him hitting her in the head with the microphone.
Sorry, my bad. I don't know.
Thank you, South Carolina.
Isn't it kind of crazy how
Miss Teen USA. How
Daniel Tosh is like so untouchable.
Yeah, he got in some trouble for the rape joking.
Yeah, but it went away quick.
Hold on, wait.
Because he never apologized and he didn't give a shit. He's like, hey, I'm making jokes.
Comedy Central didn't cave in.
Nope.
And he is just untouchable.
I feel like there's a few people like that. You got Doug Stanhope. You got Anthony Jeselnik. You got Daniel Tosh. You know, there's a handful of guys that they say if you pull it out of in 2019, you know, persecution, you pull some shit out of their comedy and
woo. But that's what we're doing now is we're going back and finding stuff on YouTube and reporting it as though it was unearthed. Like you found a Bubba the Love Sponge show from 2007. What are you going through old Bubba the Love Sponge shows for?
Well, that's just like, go ahead and listen to like 10 years of Howard, even go to like the E Howard Stern show, right? When they were airing it on E late at night, just watch probably, I don't know, 2 hours of that. I guarantee you, you're going to find some shit that by 2019 standards does not work. And you're going to be able to persecute if you want to. But what's the point of this? I don't even understand what the attack mentality is for shit that's said now. Like there's that egg boy. I checked in with Twitter for like 10 minutes the other day. And there was like that kid that like smashed an egg on that dude's head. And everybody
that
was like,
dude was epic.
What a hero. What a hero. Right.
He assaulted a guy.
Yeah,
it was a politician, and the politician swung at him.
Yeah, right. The politician's a huge dickhead, but he assaulted a guy. Why are we cheering for a guy who assaulted? Is it a great video? Yes, it's a great video.
Yeah,
it's
an epic video.
For the sake of comedy, it's great.
Leftists who are just like, please, you know, find a Nazi, punch him in the face. We're really just kind of out of control right now.
Well, my problem with this whole thing too is in the 10 minutes that I checked in with Twitter, I saw that Dean Cain was trending. And I'm like, fuck, man.
Oh, no. What did Dean Cain do, Travis?
I want a potential Dean Cain guest appearance here on the WFOD show, right? And Dean Cain like tweeted, I don't even think it was like, I think he was replying to somebody he knew that said, you know, I would have laid that kid out or something.
Should lay the kid out. Yeah, if somebody smashes something on the back of your head, you don't know what he smashed on the back of your head. He might have just fucking hit you with something poisonous.
So Dean Cain says that if somebody smashed an egg surprisingly over the top of Dean Cain's head, that he would have laid the kid out. And oh my God. The attacks on Dean Cain were insane.
What are you fucking with Egg Boy for?
Oh, you play Superman, but you don't even know what the character means because what a shit. You're talking about assaulting a minor.
Listen, motherfuckers. Somebody smashes an egg in the back of my head. I'm not going to look around to see if it's a child.
But Travis, he's a hero, Egg Boy.
I just don't understand this attack mentality. It's like Dean Cain can't even tweet to a buddy how he would have laid the kid out without fucking thousands of tweets deriding the guy.
But you know, it doesn't stop. Like we can't cheer that James Gunn got rehired and at the same time, hope that we get Tucker Carlson fired. Like just
You can't, guys.
That was my same problem when the James Gunn thing went down after the Roseanne thing went down. I mean, I understand Roseanne was more current, but I mean, come on.
Tucker Carlson said that a beauty pageant lady was attractive but stupid. So? She is stupid. She's really
dumb. It was
a
stupid thing. Like, it was nobody can listen to that clip and say anything. And the problem is it'll always be, because that's what we're doing right now, is just the us versus them and them versus us. It's like the left versus right. And, that person's conservative or that person supports Trump. So because of that, we have to attack them. And this person's against Trump, so we have to attack them. It doesn't matter. And we've said it probably a million times, and I feel like I've said it a million times. It's just that hypocrisy. There's so much hypocrisy, because it's like, if we can get them, it's like, well, you do realize by attacking Tucker Carlson, right, for what he said 10 years ago, when they come after one of your guys for what they said 10 years ago, you know, you got nothing to stand on, because you're sinking your own ship, and nobody realizes that they just keep sinking their own ship. And we're all on there. Like, we're all on the same boat. So we're just fucking everything that we enjoy because, hey, great. Like, I love entertainment. I want to be entertained by the things I'm entertained by. But if everybody's attacking all of the entertainers because of stuff they said 15 years ago, then, you know, what do we have left? The Ellen Show.
It does kind of seem like we just keep saying the same things over and over again. It seems like we're just repeating ourselves, but like it's what's going on.
It doesn't stop.
Infuriating.
There's no place for anybody in the middle, really. Like, you can't be objective. You have to be, you know, spouting vitriol against the other side. Otherwise, you're not welcome into any club, and then you're left lonely in the middle. And I'll tell you what, it really has been bonkers to me staying off Twitter and jumping back. It literally is every time I jump onto Twitter for 10 minutes. And I see I try to avoid what's trending because it's always something like this. But I'll look at what's trending and it's like, oh yeah, nothing's changed. 5 days later, and it's just a different version of the same thing over and over and over again.
I mean, the video of the guy smashing the egg on the back of his head.
Video is great.
It is funny.
Oh, it's funny. It's a funny.
And
video.
I like that the man swung at the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Even like, after like, he saw he was a kid.
Yeah, the guy got hit in the head with an egg, and then the kid got decked a couple times. Like, really, it was great all around. I mean, it is a good video, but
yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I mean, they're both pretty shitty.
But that's the thing. Like, what would happen nowadays? Like, right? Like, remember Shovel Girl? What would happen if like a Shovel Girl video popped up? I reference it all the time because it's one of my favorite things that ever happened on the internet.
Travis,
like,
don't make fun of Shovel Girl. In 10 years, they're gonna unearth this.
But that's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm not making fun of Shovel Girl. Like, what side would you have taken in that video? The gal that got hit with the shovel, or the gal who hit her with the shovel?
I think they're both pretty trashy, awful people, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's a low-rent Jersey Shore ripoff, but...
Yeah, guys, you're right. I mean, I don't know. It's just embarrassing. Like, there's no honesty, and nobody can really just look at it and without the hypocrisy of it, and just like, yeah, I laugh at it because of this, you know, like what that girl from Miss America did. That was stupid. That was a stupid thing, you know.
I think it was Miss Teen USA, but yeah,
I'm sure, you know, you can look at it and feel there was a lot of pressure. I'm sure those events are really stressful, and I'm sure in that moment she got asked that question. She didn't really know what to say, and that's just what came out. I mean, people fuck up all the time. Fucking Dave Grohl has fallen off the stage twice now. You know, he's a huge rock star. Who gives a shit? It just happens. We make fun of it. We move on with our lives, and that's it.
How much did that Kelsey Grammer speech when he fell off the stage get auto-tuned for him? Oh, my, I fell. So what? He's fine. He's not hurt, right? Like, maybe he tweaked something, but it's all good. So why can't we say, oh, look at that dipshit Kelsey Grammer falling off the stage. He's in the public eye.
Right.
That's what happens. The end.
It was funny. But I mean, I guess, you know, again, it's Tucker Carlson, so we have to attack him, right?
Because yeah, right off the bat.
He's on Fox News, and he's attacking a woman, so therefore it's definitely automatically misogynist. He's sexist. He hates women. He commented on something that everybody at the time heard and was like, wow, she was, though, you know, really stupid.
But, yeah, man, I bet you could pull, she's really attractive, though, man.
I bet you could pull up that, like, Joel McHale's The Soup at that time, and right. I guarantee you he probably said something very similar, if not a little bit more crude.
Guys, can you hear the DMX?
I cannot.
Okay. X gon' give it to you. Gon' give it to you. X.
Let's go ahead and do a break, guys. And when we come back, we're gonna Ooh. Try this cheese and see if there's a difference and talk about other things.
Is DMX still in prison, by the way?
I don't know. We'll have to check. Yeah, look that up. You have.
I'll look
minutes.
It up right now.
All right.
Tell me something, girl. Do you miss the guy from My Name Is Earl? I'm talking Jason Lee. It's a crime he's not in more movies.
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Jordan Peele about his new movie, Us, in theaters March 22nd.
Where'd this wacky concept come from?
I think what really made it come together for me, that brought this idea together for me, was this idea that we are our own worst enemy.
Not me, mine's cheesecake.
We tend to blame the outsider and blame the other.
Not my fault it's so fucking good.
WFOT! Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Captain Marvel has officially kicked off this season of the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League with an impressive $265 million run, which combined with a 64% Metacritic gives Team Po' Boys 170 points for his second overall pick. Jordan Peele's Us comes out this weekend, which was inexplicably not taken until the third round. We'll have a first weekend look at how that one's doing next week.
This is Strange Legal.
And now, Drunk reads our iTunes reviews in his Wolverine voice.
From Too Honest ASF. You called me. Why did you call me? 5 stars. Thanks, Too Honest ASF.
Want Drunk to read yours? Rate and review us on iTunes.
Their manic voices cut through the night. And those who have ears will pay attention. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
It's not the waking, it's the lies. It is the grounding of a foot uncompromising. It's not forgoing of the lies. It's not the opening of eyes. It's not the waking, it's the rise. Not the shade, we should be past it. It's the light and it's the obstacle that casts it. It's the heat that drives the light. It's the fire it ignites. It's not the waking, it's the rising. It's not the song, it is the singing.
I can't believe.
Well, what's wrong, John?
It's the heaven of the human spirit ringing.
I'm 90% positive, but I'm not. Going.
And I could cry. Power, 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 when I need a cry, power.
give it to her really good to that one, huh?
I would have put this in with the rotation with Enya and Prince's Come album.
Are these boys even on?
You don't hear them, Drunk?
No.
We're having headphone issues, guys. We're having a...
Again, I'd like to plug our Patreon page.
WFOD. I hear them. Whenever you got that Patreon on, I can't hear nothing, though.
So we can upgrade our terrible headphones.
Travis, I'll tell you. What I did is I went out.
You gotta fade that music out because I can't hear these dudes.
I went out and got one of those Coca-Cola orange vanillas because I figured that would be the perfect thing to wash down this cheese. So me and Drunk are gonna try that as well.
You're cheating on the official cola drink of the WFOD show.
Yeah. Drunk took that 3-liter home. Guys, can you hear the DMX playing? I have the cooler open right now.
I hear a little barking.
Okay. So I think that it's set in the DMX for a while and it should be ready now, I would say. I could probably turn off the DMX now so that throughout our audio podcast you can't just hear DMX playing. Okay, so that's off, guys. Guys, if you're tuning in, I see that people are tuning in, but the chat doesn't seem to be working. It says there's zero people in chat. So I apologize if you're unable to chat. Don't really know what's going on. But, guys, what we're going to do, and this is pretty exciting, we're going to sample some cheese. So, Drunk, do you think we should probably try just the regular old American cheese as like a sample to go first, right?
You going to get upset if I find this slightly uncomfortable?
Why?
Well, I mean, how long has this been in the danger zone?
I mean, like...
Oh, boy.
Since like 10 till 8. The other one's been in a cooler with DMX.
You got a digital thermometer?
Give me a break, Drunk. It's fucking Kraft Singles.
Yeah, give him a break.
Come on, Iceman.
Yeah.
Get in there with him.
Okay, so I...
Stunt month star, you won't eat some fucking couple hour old cheese.
The 40 minutes it's been sitting around, guys. It's 40
Christ.
Minutes.
It's not been sitting in the sun, for fuck's sake.
And now this other piece of cheese. Guys, I'm going to tell you, I think it's about the same.
So you're saying the cheese tastes the same?
Matt, I'm starting to think...
You're saying the cheese that has been listening to DMX for the past 40 minutes tastes the same as the cheese that Matt, hasn't been listening to DMX?
I'm going
to
tell you.
I think I kind of liked the DMX cheese better.
Hey, listen, I feel like maybe to make this a true test, you should have locked up that other cheese away from... Because, I mean... Really, Mike's voice, when he talks, it's like true. DMX's rapping.
That's true.
All right, so Lou, let's try this.
I think you should have taken 3 slices of cheese and had one of them listen to Nickelback the whole time.
And the other one you put in a cooler with no music.
No, Matt, I'm going to go ahead and call it. I think that was a big waste of time.
I think what you need to do...
Matt, I'm questioning a lot of things. I think my wife is right.
Mike, I need you to do me a favor.
In our future,
this will be the true test.
Divorce.
I need you to cut me off a piece of that DMX cheese. I need you to cut me off a piece of that non-DMX cheese. I need you to mail me a piece of each one, right? And then I will have my wife taste both. And then we'll see what she says.
Well, and I mean, you're just going to put that in an envelope. You're not going to have dry ice or anything.
Don't put that in a cooler. Just put it in an envelope. Wrap like it in some
regular
paper.
Regular.
So that actually wasn't as bad as I
wax
thought it was
paper.
Be.
Let that
the,
bitch sweat.
The orange vanilla Coke?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I mean, I would never buy it.
You did, though.
I mean.
Well, I bought it to try it for the podcast, Travis. Patreon.com/WFOD.
I might drink another one again, but...
I mean, it probably tastes like a Dreamskull, right? With cola infusion?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I'd like that.
Yeah. Travis,
a little stronger cola than I would have anticipated, but...
Guys, let's do a quick sample here. What size shoe do you wear, Travis?
10.5.
A 10.5. Matt, what size shoe?
11.5, actually.
11.5. Drunk's got little bitty feet. Don't you got little bitty feet, Drunk?
Well, So what size shoe do I wear? Or what size shoe do I buy?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This doesn't have to be that complicated.
What happens, Matt, is I mean, I had something for this, but now I'm so much more interested in this
drunk. What when you go to McDonald's, what's your standard order, right?
Matt? And you never know.
I have six deep freezers. What?
What? Matt, you never know when you're gonna fall in one of these drunk holes.
All we need.
I'm abandoning the shoe size bit, drunk. Let's talk about these shoes. Is,
what do you get when you go bowling?
Right.
So for the most part, the length I fit is a 9.5, but my feet are so wide that most shoes I have to buy an 11.
Wow, that's not a little.
That's a huge discrepancy.
So what do you do with that inch and a half?
They're just God, long.
Please tell me you stuff tissues and paper towels.
Do you trip over your feet a lot?
I was going to say, you just constantly be falling down.
He's a 9.5 and he buys 11s.
Drunk, there's way too much shoe there.
But they're barely hanging on for dear life on the width, man.
Do you feel like your feet are still growing so you don't want to waste money buying a too small shoe size?
I guarantee you in 3 months, the side of the shoe will be blown out because my pinky does not fit in them.
Travis, this is crazy,
Drunk,
right?
Drunk, when your mom...
Don't they make wide shoes?
And she was They're going, is this your toe? Did you lie every single time?
Say that again.
Yeah, Mom. When she was feeling the end of your shoe for the toe, did you lie every single time? Like, yeah, that's it, Mom.
No.
So you could have the wider shoe?
I mean, you could see. When you put me in an actual 9.5, it doesn't even come close to the width.
When you were a kid...
Doesn't get wider.
When your mom was buying your shoes and forcing you to wear what you actually should have been wearing, were you walking around for like 16 years just miserable because the shoe was too small?
No,
and then as soon as you bought your first pair, you're like, I'm going a size and a half up.
When did this start happening?
Whenever she would buy the shoes,
what is happening?
So is it? I mean, is this
she'd
because
use
you're
like she'd use the you know the little foot thingy, and then she'd be like, "Yeah, your feet are way too wide."
Is this because you're a husky fella, or is this just?
No, this has been always.
You just have wide ass feet.
Wide ass feet.
What age did this start?
Second grade, third grade.
Matt, this is the craziest thing you've ever heard, isn't it?
This is fucking insanity. This doesn't exist.
Matt, you have no idea how much space is between where his toes is and where his shoes are.
Some shoes, like Pumas, run like thin, so I got to get like 12s in Pumas.
If you go to a shoe store, like an actual decent shoe store, they can get you wide sizes.
He has to buy 10s in Puma.
No, 12s. 12s
in Pumas. Why are you buying Pumas then?
I like Pumas. They're one of my faves. Oh,
but they don't fit you.
So what size are you in a Converse All-Star?
The only shoe I can truly buy a 9.5 in is New Balance. It's the only one.
Yes.
Have you tried Faded Glory?
I have not.
So, guys... what I have size 12 feet, and I got little chicken legs. So my feet stick out. I got boat feet.
You're like that old cartoon where the guy's like sauntering down the street doing the high legs, and he's like whistling.
You're the
Mike wears
Louis
a
size.
Mike wears a size 12, but that's a size 13.5 drunk size.
No, guys. I
13.5.
Yeah, I buy a size 12
for the audience
because I'm a size 12. Like my feet are long and thin, and they fit in the shoes I buy. So
have you ever thought about going to a doctor drunk? Like just.
Well, what are they going to do? To shave off a pinky?
I feel like they don't.
Prescription shoes?
Yeah, like Doug Gilmore. He got some of his ankles shaved off so that he could wear a half size smaller skate.
That's funny.
Drunk. The internet probably has like different shoe sizes. Like, you know, when you go to Foot Locker, maybe they're limited, but I mean, the internet is wide.
There's so much shoe not being used.
You just order a wide shoe.
Yeah, you order a wide shoe, drunk, for wide footed people.
See, it sounds easy.
It is pretty
easy. You don't have to log in. It is drunk's life.
You'd have to log into the World Wide Web first.
Right.
Travis. Drunk is so easy breezy that he is perfectly fine wearing a shoe a size and a half too big for him.
so much fucking toe just flapping around every day. Every day there's
so much
toe. I would
trip over them always.
One thing about Drunk, though, not only does he never cease to surprise, but also, dude is chill as fuck, right?
AF, Travis, AF.
So what happened? Matt, you're an 11 and a half, you said?
Yeah.
So you might be able to sympathize with me here. What happens is...
Maybe. I don't know anymore after talking to Drunk. I don't know what's real and what isn't.
I go and buy socks. And socks will say, this is for sizes 7 to 12 or 7 to 13.
Right, right.
But most of the time, it's bullshit. Because like they're like stiff or something. And like you can't pull them up over your goddamn feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like...
What kind of socks you buy?
Well, so what happened was my wife bought me...
My wife.
Like a pack of socks for Christmas.
Yeah.
And
are they fun socks?
Yeah, they were fun socks. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever bought myself a pack of socks. Like, I think every Christmas I get socks, and then that's just...
Matt,
that's one year
what,
of
what
socks.
Happens is a never novelty t-shirt guy, he's in his 30s now. He's got to grow up. But what does he get? Gets fun socks. Can't okay. see his socks. They're under his pants. They're his own little secret.
I only wear fun socks.
So. Yeah, you get the fun socks. So I got some fun socks.
Mine are black with
mine
gray.
Sure house mine are solid today. Black like my heart.
Yep, house Ooh. Targaryen.
So in this pack of socks, like they vary from like being the elastic-y kind of socks that you can actually fit over your goddamn feet and ones mm-hmm. that are just trash. And it's so frustrating that there needs to be more variation in sock sizes, I believe. And I mean, like, I imagine that people with little bitty feet, like Drunk, you know, like.
I don't have a problem with socks. Socks are fine.
You don't ever have ones that are, like, too stiff that you can't pull up over your fucking heel?
He'll know.
Well, see, but you got a 9,
now
so...
Now, if they're crews, I can't fit them over my calves, but...
See, that was a humble brag is what that was, guys.
Right.
Trunk was like, hey, guys, yeah, my legs are calves. So strong, guys. My legs are strong. No. I know that people have to have the... And I would imagine that little-footed people probably have, like, way too much extra sock. Wouldn't you think? I feel like the 7 through 12 is a myth. I think that they just don't want to make a bunch of different size socks because socks, you know, the plural right. of socks. Because
that is a 5 size range for sure.
Yeah, it's too much. They need to make different size socks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really just what I wanted to use our platform for this week, Matt. Is
but then
to,
again, if you ever tried wearing a kid's sock, those are... Whew.
Rail on socks and... stuff Tucker Carlson said 12 years ago. And
there's a show. There's the episode.
Yeah, that's it. We did it. Guys.
That's it.
You know? Yeah. That's
what else is there to do? As Howard Stern would say, you've said it all.
Right. And I put a piece of cheese in this cooler that I brought in from the garage and wiped out. So we could.
I want to try the cheese thing again. I want it to listen to more DMX. I want it to listen
right,
to
right. It needs like a whole week
something
of DMX
objectively
for
bad.
Sure.
So I need to put the DMX like in my refrigerator. You
to
think?
Know what cheese?
Do you
is
have a secondary
what?
Refrigerator?
Yeah. Or do I you think only have Drunk one knew what cheese what was listening to DMX.
Yeah, we ate the one that was sitting out on the table first, and then we ate the second one, and they tasted exactly the same, Matt. It was a big fucking waste of time.
Yeah, but I don't want him to know.
Oh. Oh, you want to do the blind taste test? No, I tried them, Matt. They tasted the same.
Yeah, but, I mean, I also you knew.
Yeah, but, Matt, I tasted them both. They tasted exactly the same.
But what I'm saying is I think it needs a whole week of DMX.
It didn't have enough DMX, you think?
Yeah.
I don't think it had enough. And again, I want something objectively bad. I want some. I want music that's, we all agree, really bad.
No, it's a waste of time.
Well, man. You didn't want bad music. You want good hip-hop music.
Matt,
I want music to listen to bad, you know.
This whole show this week,
was a big waste of time.
No.
So
we
says did, you.
We didn't accomplish anything. And Travis, what day is it? It's like National Humor Day or something?
It's National Let's All Laugh or something day. National Laughter. Let's Laugh Together Day.
We let everybody down. The cheese tasted the same. The orange vanilla Coke was fine. Tucker Carlson made fun of a teen beauty pageant lady, and the cheese tasted the same. Did I say Mike, that already? Did I say that twice?
And I wear shoes.
You did. Did you?
Oh yeah, the shoe thing. That was gold.
That did you guys fun. Hear that? MoviePass is trying to make a comeback with their unlimited movie a day. A subscription for like $9.95 a month.
Matt, fingers crossed for my 28 shares of stock.
They say, fool me once, can't get fooled again, is what they say.
that's exactly what they say. So,
well, you ain't
so
what, fool I, me again.
Yeah.
What I found funny about this plan is like they started advertising it at $9.95 a month, but that's only if you sign up for 1 year. So you have to sign up for 1 year and you'll get the $9.95 a month plan. But here's a very important little side note. Your movie choices may be restricted due to excessive individual usage, which negatively impacts system-wide capacity. See yep. Terms and Use Section 2.5 for further details.
Yeah, the last time I tried to use it before I canceled it, they said that I could go see Slenderman
right
at 2 o'clock, and that was it. They're like, so, you want to see Slenderman at 2 o'clock? And I said, no. I said, well, that's it. And I said, so I'm done.
Try again tomorrow.
What I really think is funny about this is they're like, hey guys, MoviePass is back, right? You can go see a movie a day for this price, but excessive individual use. So that's if somebody uses it. As it's meant to be used.
Every day.
Every day. Excessive use will have you, we'll cut you back. We're going to cut you down.
And because you signed up for a year, too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here we go.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm advertising one movie a day, uncapped. This is what the website says. If you go here, it says uncapped, unrivaled, unbelievable. Go see it all. Limited time offer, only $9.95 a month. Get started. Win billed annually. And then right there, your movie choices may be restricted due to excessive individual. Fuck. I can't believe they're doing this.
So would
this
you say insane. That's your pick of the week is the movie?
you feel like that they've made enough mistakes in the history of this MoviePass thing that they would stop doing double talk bullshit.
Yeah.
But no. That's why their stock is worth the 0.07 tenths of a cent.
The thing is like they had a smart idea to get everyone to know who they were, like, you know, right. To have that introductory offer to get everybody on board, to get everybody used to it. Great. But then they just fucking sunk it.
What,
man.
What they should have done in all reality is they had enough money in the startup, right? Is rope everybody in like, hey, for 3 months, you get to see one movie a day for the entire month for $9.95. But then you're going to stay at $9.95, and then we're going to cut you down after 3 months to, you know, you can see three movies a week.
It is. Like it's like the satellite companies model, right? So it's like sign up. Yeah. You're under a 2-year contract. The first 3 months, we're practically giving you TV for free.
That's like we'll what they do everything. With like gas credit cards.
Right. Because then you're supposed to see, oh, man, I really love this. Let me, you know, whatever. And then it's like, all right, for $9.95, you get to see three movies. But if you want a movie a day, hey, guess what? That's going to be $20 a month.
Yeah, that's our ultimate package or something.
Well, shit, right. Even if it was $24.99, that's two fucking movies.
Right. If they had sold it for one movie a week and then just gone with that and then just started trying to make deals with movies. Like we want to be the top billed one on your website. When you open it up, we want you to see John Travolta's Gotti movie. and sell advertising and try to market it that way. One
and then
a week
you work, and then
is
you work
more
with
than
theaters,
enough.
Right? You work with theaters then to get like discounts on concessions.
Yeah, like all theaters are always trying to get people out on Tuesdays, right? They're always having like a half priced or whatever price Tuesdays. So say MoviePass just says, hey, we're going to give you a free movie on Tuesdays and Fridays, or Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or whatever, like the, you know, give a couple of the worst days that theaters have, plus like one prime day, you know, or just something, rather than, hey, we're going to give you unlimited movies, but if you use it unlimited, we're gonna cut you down, okay, because it's too much.
And we kept saying, Matt, oh, well, they're smart people. They probably have an idea, but they just didn't. They were just
dummies. Still don't have an idea. They've split that company stock like six times because it's not worth anything, and they it's not even publicly traded anymore.
So,
because
if you don't sign up for the year, the monthly price is like $14, which again is still better. Like one movie ticket is generally, you know, about what, 12, 13 bucks?
Right.
So if you go see two movies a month, you're still going to make out with MoviePass. It's just this. I wish they would be more. It kind of goes back to that wishing people would be more honest thing. But like, just be honest. Just tell me what you need. What do you need from me as a customer to use your product? And then let me choose whether or not I want. Don't tell me that you're giving me one movie a month or a day for a month, 30. You know, 28 to 31 movies a month. And then if I use that, I'm going to get cut down or I'm going to get restricted.
Well, Matt, I got a AT&T U-verse back. 2 years ago, I had AT&T U-verse. We had it for like 5 years and it was fine. And when AT&T merged with DirecTV, we called, like, they raised our bill like $120.
Yeah.
And we called them. We said, hey, you raised our bill $120 and we don't want to pay $120 more. And they said, well, you know, we're doing away with U-verse. And so we raised everybody's price hoping that they would call and we could switch them over to DirecTV. I said, okay, then bring DirecTV out. So we got DirecTV. We had that for 2 years and our bill went up $85.
Right.
So we called them the other day. We said, hey, our bill went up $85 and we don't want to pay $85 more. They said, well, boy, do I have a deal for you. We'll come and put AT&T U-verse back in your house and then we'll only raise your bill $10.
Right.
So the guy sure as shit came out, picked up all the DirecTV shit and installed U-verse. And he said, well, that satellite dish, we don't take that back. You can do whatever you want with it.
Right. You're not going to do anything with it.
When if they would have just left us alone and let us keep AT&T U-verse, they could have came out here two less times and still have that satellite dish. It's crazy. See, but what they do, they raise your price $85, hoping that you don't call, because then they get $85. But then if you do call, then they'll raise you $10, which is what they probably should have wanted anyway.
So I used to play the game with Comcast for a while, and it's definitely a game that you had to play. Like, I called, and I said, like, we had the television and internet package, and I think we were paying, like, $115 a month or $120 a month, whatever it was. And I called them up one day, and I'm like, listen, I don't want your television. I only want the internet because, sorry, Travis, earmuffs. But, you know, I torrent a lot of shit. I've got, like, you know, I'm not going to be paying for this television bullshit. And the person on the other end of the line was like, hold on a second. Let me see, you know, what I can do for you. And then they come back and they're like, hey, listen, we're going to cut your internet. Here's what we're going to do for you. If we give you just internet, it's going to be like $95 plus tax. But if we give you this basic, if we give you this basic cable package, HBO and internet, it's going to be like $75 plus tax. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. And I said that to the lady on the phone. I said, that's real. How does that make sense? And she's like, that's just the deal we have going.
Yeah.
So then,
well, they also have it now that if you don't have cable, they'll cap your internet. Once you've uploaded or downloaded a certain amount, then they start capping your.
I haven't experienced that yet, but really, what happened is then every year. I remember like the next year they raised the price and I ended up paying like 1 month of the new price that was higher and then called. And then the year after that, I tried to preemptively, like 1 month before it was supposed to like come to terms, I called them and I'm like, hey, I know that next month this deal ends. And no joke, the lady was like, yeah, you're going to have to call back after that month.
We've had the same discussion when I got rid of DirecTV. They did the same. They always did the same thing to me. It's like, we can't offer this to you before that expires. It has to expire. And then because that way they get you for at least 1 month.
They have to get you for 1 month.
And then they'll give you a discount.
We had to pay one month of the $200 for DirecTV.
They have to feel like they got you for one month.
That's the thing. And why after that 1 month? Because there are enough people who are just like shrugged their shoulders and like, this is bullshit and never call them, that they're footing the bill for everybody who calls and says, this is nonsense. It's television. What is your problem? And they're like, how about $100 off per month?
So the best part,
they don't want cancellations either. Another thing is they don't want to have people canceling, you know, quote unquote, the cord cutters.
Oh, they didn't care. They didn't care what I did. DirecTV is like, oh, see you later.
The best part is when I called DirecTV to tell them that we're canceling DirecTV, I had to call them again. We couldn't do it all in one phone call. So after UVerse comes out and installs all the shit, I have to call DirecTV again. And I say, hey, the guy came out and put in UVerse today, so I'm canceling DirecTV. Let me know where I need to take all this shit. Mm-hmm. And the guy says, well, did you know that you're going to be missing out on this deal you're getting on HBO? I was like, dude, we're not in the salesman part now. Yeah, like
that ship has sailed.
Yeah. We called you and you told us to get UVerse. And so now UVerse has been here. I have a laundry basket full of paraphernalia that I need to know what to do with. Yeah. And he said, well, I just need you to say that you understand you're missing out on all of these promos that you were getting. I was like, fuck you. You tell me where to take this stuff. I need it out of my house.
Well, that's what DirecTV, when I canceled, they essentially told me to kick rocks when I said, hey, you guys have been giving me a discount. I just have to call every 3 months. They're like, oh, not this time. And I said, okay, bye. And when the receiver was in the mail, because you have to take it to the UPS store to ship back, they used to just say, throw it in the trash. We don't want it. But when I think I had like the day that I had put the receiver to the UPS store to send back, I opened the mail and there's an envelope from DirecTV that says, hey, come on back and we'll give you this amazing deal and a $400 Visa card. And I've been getting these things ever since.
It doesn't make any sense.
Comcast finally, again, after years and years of doing this, they just this past year finally gave up on it. They just said, all right, well, you know, we're not going to give you the better price. It was considerably more. Like, again, we were getting back up into that like $110 a month category. And it finally was like more expensive than just the internet. So Jesus. I said, hey, do away with it. I don't need it.
That,
I don't want it.
That single payer healthcare, if there was like single payer cable TV, I'd vote for it.
Universal DirecTV?
Yeah. Like if we all just decided on one place to send TV to and we just let the government negotiate it for us.
I feel like that's what the UK has, right? Where you have to pay like the television license.
That's fine. Whatever you got to do, I'll do it. I don't want to make that phone call anymore, guys. I don't want to do it. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it sucks. It definitely sucks to have to kind of call and negotiate with whomever. I mean, whether it be DirecTV, Comcast, or
just
I'll
tell
you what, guys,
how much it costs.
I got the day written down in my calendar. I'm calling them that fucking day. I'm going full on Travis.
And now I'm dealing with Sirius XM now too. And
yeah,
I sent them a check because I don't want them to.
You sent them a check,
Matt. I don't want them to just automatically renew on my credit card whenever they want for whatever price they want. Fuck them. I'm gonna send them a check, shut it off when this deal's up, and offer me a new deal, and then I'll send you another check. You fuckers, you're not gonna trick old Mike. You got to get up pretty fucking early in the morning, drunk, to trick old Mike.
I love Sirius XM. I'm always using my Sirius XM.
Drunk,
always.
Let me ask you: do you have what you'd call a pick of the week?
Sure, drunk's pick of the week. Season premiere this week of Tosh and Jim Jefferies. So. Starts tonight. Tuesday
what is Jim night. Jefferies doing?
He's kind of, you know, does his own little daily show, except it's like a one night a week.
God, I miss his fucking FX show.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show with DJ Qualls.
Yeah, DJ Qualls.
Is that the one where he was like a dog or something?
No. He was never in. Jim Jefferies was not. Jim Jefferies was not Wilford. speaking of, that Wilford guy has his own line of pre-rolled marijuana out in California now. I just saw it online today.
Travis, get us Wilford on the show.
Yeah.
Jim, is it Jim Gant? Is that his name?
I have no
idea. Get us Wilford's marijuana on the show.
I'm pretty sure Jim Jefferies played a dog in something.
He did not.
He didn't. You're thinking the guy looks very similar.
It wasn't Jim Jefferies.
No. Very similar looking.
Guys,
You know what's really funny is Drunk's going to continue to doubt us.
He's looking it up right now. He's got his phone out.
Yeah.
He's looking it up on his phone with his big dumb shoes that don't fit him.
Oh my God, those dumb shoes.
Matt, you got a pick of the week?
My pick of the week.
See, what's going to happen is he's going to see that it's not Jim Jefferies who was Wilford. And he's just going to put his phone back in his pocket. Yeah.
Right. Not comment on it at all. Look up the actual guy drunk. He's got the weed. He's got three different kinds of pre-rolled weed. You'll like that.
He thinks the actual guy is Jim Jefferies, Travis. That's what we're dealing with right now. I think Jim Jefferies actually jokes about people thinking that he's the Wilford guy.
It's kind of like
I've heard an interview where he's addressed the fact that he's not Wilford.
I loved Wilford.
It's kind of like
Wilford was great.
What's his name? Yeah, I'm cutting that part out.
Tucker Carlson?
No. I
don't Fair enough. Jason Gann.
Yeah. Jason Gann. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Jason Gann.
That's what he said.
I just like that it was fair enough, too. Fair enough, guys. You know what? Fair enough. Not you're right.
So, Matt, what was your pick? You got to pick what's happening here.
You're right, Matt. You were right. Is that what you want to hear?
No.
I be right?
He does look like Jim Jefferies, though. Am I not wrong?
You're right.
See, he can't be wrong.
Fair enough, buddy. You're right.
Fair enough.
You know, I do have a pick of the week. I don't really know what to make my pick of the week. I still have a question. I have questions for Drunk.
Is it about his stupid ass shoes?
Not about his stupid ass shoes, but I saw that Drunk, who's a man I wouldn't say a private life, but he doesn't really post a lot on social media. Got out there for St. Paddy's Day, and there were a bunch of pictures of Drunk, and I found myself really fascinated.
Must have missed all of
them. You didn't see all these pictures?
Oh, they're on there. I saw them.
Yeah,
no,
Drunk went out.
I've tried to cut back, Matt.
He went out on Sunday and just was wearing the green, and he had all these pictures with a bunch of people and just living the life.
Indeed. It was a Saturday parade, but I posted on Sunday.
So you a big St. Paddy's Day guy?
I didn't
realize.
His name is Drunk.
That was my pick of the week last week, for fuck's sake.
Who can keep track?
No, yeah, I had a good time. Most of those pictures were family members, but yeah, for sure.
Travis, pick of the week?
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week for this week is the Netflix original motion picture Triple Frontier, starring Poe Dameron, Batfleck, and a Son of Anarchy. It's a fun heist movie where a bunch of ex-military dudes go into the jungle to try to rip off a drug lord for his $75 million. It is very good.
It's on my list of things to watch. The other day, I was on the treadmill and I started watching Afterlife with Ricky Gervais.
Well, how's that,
dude? It's very funny, but also very depressing.
Like most of Ricky Gervais's
right. programming. There were a couple moments where, like, I definitely was holding back the tears because, like, you feel it just the really intense, heavy moments. Ugh. But then you were just laughing out loud like 10 minutes later.
That's excellent. Mike, you got a pick of the week before we go?
Guys, pick of the week is Orange Vanilla Coke. It's fine.
So why is it your pick of the week? It's just fine.
Guys,
he doesn't have a lot going on.
Because everything in Mike's life is fine.
And maybe just, like, learn a little bit of sign language. Could come in handy.
Hey, fuck sometime. You!
Yeah. Guys, we're closing in on 400. 400's coming up pretty goddamn soon. So
we got that schedule, right, Travis? I know we were chatting about it yesterday.
I stopped booking shit for it, though, because Mike said he's got to work now.
No, I'm off. It's fine, Travis. Show me that schedule. I need to see it, Travis. I need to see.
Well, you'll see it on the 3rd.
Yeah, like right.
Guys, I need to see it earlier.
Remember the 3rd of Movember. That's the day you can get the...
Guys, Cheese doesn't listen to music. Cheese is cheese. It's silly. Cure stuff. Quit playing music for Cheese.
Or play the Cure for Cheese.
That's it, guys. That's what we showed up this week to get out there. Tucker Carlson did nothing wrong. And quit playing music for Cheese.
Neither did Cosby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guns out, phones out.
Somebody painted a big fool in big black letters on the dead end side. I had my foot in the gas when I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. And I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers.
You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.